Here's how to get into the mood in advance to make sex more amazing. Don't look bored like you already know this, Steve. Okay? Like you don't need any help in this area. Look at all the guys in the room like, yes, like they could have written
of all the stuff about me. Well, you ain't heard nobody talking about, you know what, he ain't nothing.
Okay, first of all, get in the mood. Time to start thinking about what's going to turn you on later.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you get in the mood. You start thinking about what's going to turn you on later. Okay, say it's now. You know, when we get off, you start thinking about it now. So by the time we get off work and you get home.
All you got to do is tell me.
They polled the wrong
people. Tell you what? Tell
you
what?
If you mention it.
Hey.
We're going to do something when we get home.
Yeah.
Bam.
That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough.
For any man, that's
men
enough.
Men are so easy.
Stop everything you're doing, won't you?
Promise me something. Yeah.
You know what's been turning me on lately? I've been catching her ironing, and I don't know what it is when I catch her ironing. When I catch her ironing, it happens right there at the ironing board.
Get on. Because
them kids don't really come in the laundry part of the house. Boy, we be right there in that ironing board.
The ironing board can hold weight.
Nah, man, I like when we walking up the steps and I'm behind her.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, ironing is not sexy. Yeah.
Sir, when my baby lean over and be ironing, God, dog, that is the greatest thing in the world. Now I be like,
you know,
bringing clothes.
Anybody
can you
at
iron
my
me?
House.
Can you iron
once
me?
Once I take one of these pills, it's on. But they cost $45 damn.
Jay, do we have to hear about
the sun going down? That's Jay.
Do we have to hear about these pills every time?
Sun going down, shit.
The cost of the pills, all of that, every time.
Every single time.
Yes. Okay, so here's another tip. So, you know, when you're thinking about it early, start texting. Because it takes women a little longer.
Yeah,
we're not as ready, set, go as you guys. So it takes us a long time to warm, you know, longer time to warm up to get where you guys already are
but
and have been.
I have another problem with that because I'm such a bad speller. And then I text, I'm going to tear that grass up. And you.
I'll tear that grass up. I love that.
He's so ridiculous.
I can't spell.
With it. One more time.
Just when you get home, I'm going to tear that grass.
She's looking at her phone like, what?
Nah, that's what she going to say. She say, good, because I've been asking you to cut it. Yeah, you lazy. You lazy.
And another thing.
Oh, God.
Let that toilet seat down and take out that garbage.
Yeah, you have to be a good speller.
That was funny. Okay, so they say eat frisky friendly foods, you know, like oysters, things like that, you know, foods that say that they're aphrodisiacs.
Yeah. Well, don't eat Doritos.
Yeah,
they don't want you to eat food.
You learn the hard way.
Because Cool Ranch on your breath is not cool.
Exactly.
It smells a lot like a ranch, but cool is your breath do smell like a ranch, but ain't nothing cool about
it. That's exactly what they say,
don't eat
Steve.
Doritos, dog.
Avoid foods that cause bloating and bad breath. That's exactly what they
and
say.
And cigars are not helpful.
No.
At all.
No.
Boy,
no.
You don't know how many times I got
you. But you love your cigars.
Yeah, but you know, I know, you know.
So what do? Gargle?
Well, before I go to bed, gargle. I have to brush. First of all, I have to wash my mustache.
Yo, really, Steve?
Yeah. And my lips is a whole nother separate bath. My lips is a whole separate bath.
You got to put your lips in the lip sink, right?
Yeah.
That's three
baths. Then I got to brush my teeth with toothpaste.
Okay.
Then I brush them with Listerine.
Okay, wow.
Then I rinse with Listerine.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And then, you know, I'll go eat something cool and refreshing like a mint. But don't come in there at all.
With cigar breath.
No, because I actually live with a bloodhound.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.